Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because I'm going to introduce you to a new friend, a really smart guy who is one of the principals and one of the co-founders of Basic 3, a leadership, communication, and employee engagement firm out of the great city of Chicago, where I'm going to be, by the way, in September. Looking forward to getting back up to a place where I used to live outside of Chicago. Looking forward to getting back to my old neighborhood. And he and his partner in the business, Macy Bohm, have written a book called Beyond the Babel, Leadership Communication That Drives Results. And he's our new friend, Bob Mehta. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on, Jim. I look forward to it.
Am I pronouncing your last name correct, Mehta?
Yes, Mehta.
Okay. With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correct. Do you ever watch Star Trek: The Next Generation?
Oh, every once in a while.
Of course, it's in reruns now because it's been off the air as a full time program for a long time. But I'm a big Next Generation fan, and my favorite character on there is a guy named Data, the android.
Uh-huh, right.
And the reason I admire Data is because he doesn't have to sleep. You know, he doesn't miss anything, and I'm kind of like that. I begrudge sleeping. I don't want to miss anything. But on one of the programs, Bob, he was giving the captain a little bit more information than the captain needed at the time. Data tended to offer more than maybe he should sometimes. And so Captain Picard said, Data, stop babbling. And Data thought for a second, and he said, I wasn't aware that I ever babble, sir. And so I wonder about small business owners. I wonder about managers. I think a lot of times we babble when we're talking to various groups, especially our employees, but we're not aware that we ever babble. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. I'd like to get that clip because sometimes I show clips like that to folks just to kind of get them to thinking.
Oh, it's
about
wonderful
what they're saying.
It's wonderful. I remember the episode. I don't walk around, you know, in Star Trek uniforms or anything, but I do like the show a lot. There's a lot can be learned on that. But I'll get you the. I think I can remember the episode. So anyway, go ahead.
But I think the point is well taken, that a lot of times too much information it just turns into a lot of babble to the people listening to it because they just can't process all of that. I guess if you've got a computer as a brain like Data does, you can do that, but most people can't do that. So when we work with folks to try to help them communicate to their employees, it's one of the first things we ask them to do is, look, you have to make it simple. Just bring it down to very simple terms, short and concise. I mean, if you can't explain to your employees where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what you need from them on a short elevator ride, you're going to lose them.
See, I think what I do more than anything when I babble, I'll deny that I ever do, but if I should ever happen to babble, if once, you know, sometime in the next 35 years I should actually babble once, I think that what that would look like, Bob, is I've already thought about something a lot, and I've got it in my mind, and I've got sort of a solution planned, and I get my people together, and I say, so, I've been thinking that this is what we would do, and I actually start in the middle of everything, when they have no idea what I'm talking about, because I've had the benefit of thinking about this for a month. I've already worked through all the different scenarios, and when I lay it on them, it's in the middle of the whole thing, and they have no background. I think that's one of the big mistakes that small business owners make. We think everybody else. I think we think one or two things. I think we think everybody else is already telepathically, you know, pulling from our head what we know, or they're already so smart they're smart enough to know what we're thinking. And we don't feel that we need to give them any background. I think that's what happens too much. What do you think?
You know, it does. It does. As a matter of fact, in the book, there's an example of that. My partner actually experienced this, Macy. She was working with the president of a big division of a trucking company, and he was just so frustrated that his people weren't getting it. He said, you know, they just don't get it.
They couldn't read his mind, could they?
Yeah, he said, and she said, you know, Steve, one, they're not where you're at. If they were where you were, if they were president of the division, then they'd understand this because they would have gone through all of the experience they've had so far. But they haven't been there, so you've got to help them and bring them there. That's why you're the president and they're not, because you probably have a lot more experience. You've got a lot more depth of knowledge. So you've got to be patient with people and bring them along.
So what I found, the way I have tried to fix this, and I'm not going to say that I perfected it for myself at any great degree, but I think what I've tried to do more is bring them into the process earlier in my thinking process. See, you know, here's what happens, Bob. I'm going to cut small business owners some slack. There's a lot of time that we spend in our business when we have nobody else. When we grow our business from scratch, there are times when we have nobody else to talk to. And then we get an employee, bring an employee on, and they're just brand new with us maybe for the first year or so. We still aren't prepared to bring them into our, you know, inner circle. And so we go a lot of time has passed where we're our only counsel a lot of times. And so what I've done is I've gotten brought in more people in my organization. Is I'm doing a better job of this, of bringing them in the earlier in the process and letting them see how these things are developing. What do you think?
I think that's important for people to, the earlier you can bring them in the process, then the less you have to get them up to speed later, because they're moving along at the same pace you are. But you know, one thing that you mentioned and how you talk about bringing your people on, you do it in a very deliberate way. So you're really thinking about communication and how to effectively communicate to your people. And a lot of folks don't really do that. They kind of take it for granted that I'm just a good communicator, or I've always communicated with people, so I must be effective. It really takes a lot of planning and also practice for people to communicate effectively. It even if you're a natural salesman, good salesmen are always practicing their pitches and how they're going to approach people.
Well, but I think a lot of business owners, a lot of managers who are good salespeople, don't apply those same kinds of techniques to their employees.
That's right. It's like a mechanic's car never runs, right?
Exactly. So same thing with... Exactly. But here's the thing. There's a magic question, folks. You know what it is. You've heard me say it before. When we come back, I'm gonna talk to Bob about my magic question and see what he thinks about that. I bet he'll have some good ideas for us. He's the co-author of Beyond the Babel, available wherever books are sold. 20 after. Here's Dan Fogelberg, the late great Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you find all the things we do here, the show, all the different ways you can listen, and the archives, the newsletter, the blog, the articles, the Brain Trust, on and on, lots of stuff. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Check them out. Use it to your advantage. And you'll find really cool people there, our Brain Trust members, like our new Brain Trust member, Bob Matha, who is the co-author, along with Macy Bohm, of the book Beyond the Babel. We're talking about how to prevent you and me from babbling and doing a better job of communicating. And Bob, the magic question that I've learned that's really been powerful for me, and I pray that I use it as much as I think I do. I think I use it pretty good bit. I'm getting better at it, I think. But it's taken me a while. I mean, this wasn't a natural thing for me to do. And that is to learn how to ask my employees, what do you think? What do you think, Bob?
I think that's a great question. It's a... one of the keys to good communication is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be a good listener, then you're 80% there, in terms of being able to communicate to people and all, your whole organization.
One thing for sure, if you're listening, you're not babbling.
Exactly. we have another example of in the book about a CEO of a company that really, he turned his company around really by listening. He would go out, he would go out to the plants and ask his employees just a couple of questions. What are you proud of, and what can we do better?
Mm-hmm. I like that. Say that again.
He asked, what are you proud of, you know, in the job, what are you proud of, and what can we do better?
Folks, let me tell you something. Put those two questions with my question, and I'll tell you right now, if you put those three questions to your people and really listen to their answers, mm-hmm. and don't do it as a drive-by, don't do it as you're walking down the hall. Do it when you're sitting together one-on-one or in a group, around the table, whatever, and let them get that out on the table and really listen to what they say. And maybe, what do you think about writing that down on a board or something? Let everybody look at it. What do you think?
Oh, sure. It's a great starting point for a conversation about how to do work better.
And how about that kind of a question? That kind of example for customers to ask our customers.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, because I mean, isn't that what leadership is about? Getting people to a place where they're in a better place, where they're either serving customers better, building better quality, being more productive, executing strategy. And if you can take in what people say, particularly when you start with the idea of what are you proud of, because you're putting it on a positive footing right away. So it's just mm-hmm. not kind of a complaint session, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you also find out what are you proud of. You find out what's really important to people in their job.
Bob,
so then we can begin to relate what we're doing as a company to what they want to do as people, which is really important to motivating them.
Isn't maybe the first step to becoming a good leader, one of the real hard thing, and maybe even a little hard thing to do, when you know you're a leader, I think maybe the way to say this, when you know you're a leader, is when you are not frightened, you're not afraid to get answers to the hard questions. What do you think?
I think that's very true. One of the things we point out is to communicate well, you have to have courage. Courage to listen to people, what they really have to say, and then courage to make the tough decisions in what you ask them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we run into a lot of times, especially in smaller companies, where people they have to decide whether they're going to make more of the things, or they're going to make them of high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes down, there's somebody on a production line or an assembly line, and they have to decide, am I going to let this product go by when it's not quite right in order to make my production numbers, or I'm going to stop it right now and make a quality product? Leadership has to tell them, I want you to stop and make a quality product, or I want you to let it go. And that's their decision. They've got to communicate that. That takes courage.
Well, another thing that not only about the assembly line, but about the future of the company, I mean, business owners get so wrapped up, leaders get so wrapped up and so invested in this idea that they have, that they've fallen in love with, sometimes, you know, we're wandering around in a fog, and we need the other people to clear that fog up for us.
That's right. Yeah, and who best to tell you but the people that are working with that, you know, we're kind of headed in the wrong direction. But sometimes, when especially if you're the top dog, you've got to be able to listen to them and also listen in a way where they feel free to speak.
Mm-hmm. That last part, that's a biggie. Isn't that a huge part of communication? And this is when you're not even talking.
Right, right. And if you can create an environment where you have open communication, where people really feel free that they can speak their mind and get their ideas and their thoughts on the table, then you're going to hear what you need to hear to run the company right.
Bob, give us the website, please.
www.basics3.com, BASICS3.com.
Basics3.com. Beyond the Babble is available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Amazon and all of those.
And they can also find it on your website, right?
Yep.
Bob Matha and Macy Boehm are the authors. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You did a good job. We'll get you back another time. Quick break right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.